My name is David Custy. I'm the president of Baltimore Internet Radio. It's an internet-only radio station that connects Baltimore, the people of Baltimore, with people worldwide on an ongoing basis 24/7. We do programs about business, tourism, social issues, local issues, and right now, since I'm starting out right now, everything is recorded, but as the business progresses, I will be doing live programs and be able to do live forums with people worldwide. So I've been online for about 8 months now, and I have listeners in 50 countries and throughout the USA. I think in terms of what I'm doing is, and it's all what we were talking about today here, and it's all communication. In a perfect world, I lived abroad for 10 years before I came back. I'm from Baltimore, but I lived in Northern Ireland for 10 years. And that opened my eyes to people all over the world because I traveled around to the Eastern Europe, too. And it all came down to that communication, really, to be able to know that other people, no matter who they are, whether they're rich or poor, have these problems. Everybody is dealing with something. But it's about not judging somebody right away by one thing, because nobody is just one thing. Everybody is a potpourri of things. And I think as I'm getting older, I'm 58 now, that I'm realizing that it's really about how you treat people and how if things are not really going that well for you in terms of dealing with somebody, to realize that they are an individual, a person, too. And that's tough because we're talking about the Middle East, we're talking about Syria, we're talking about whatever, that extremism is happening. And what's the cause of that? I don't really, you know, the thing is, I mean, the solution, what I mean, is that it's there have been problems that have been going on for centuries, a lot of them. But there are people, and that's basic my tenet, too, on the ground, people that, like you and me, that can make this little bit of a difference. And it can be, it could steamroll. We could talk to two people, exponentially to four, to eight people. If we keep the lines of communication, it's not a panacea. It's not a cure-all. But like conferences today, to be able to open up about your individual wants and problems and all, I mean, and to really get somebody else to see, oh, yeah, that's right. In America, we are somewhat provincial. Meaning we kind of are, this is America, and we're the world, which is not true. This is why I wish that everybody could travel, because they can see what other people are going through, and it's really not that much different from you. They really are the same in many ways, in a universality way, you know? And I don't have the cure for anything, you know, but I think with my radio station, what I want to do is open up those lines of communication. And I can be a cog for things. I don't have the answers, but I can open up, start up something, and then have the capability to keep it going, that it wouldn't be a one-off, that things can happen, and that maybe this can be solutions. I like to see things as devising a business plan, which means that you start off with a like-minded people initially, and then you say, okay, this is what we want to do. How are we going to do it? What are the obstacles? Let's start something first, revisit it in 3 months, see what works, throws out what doesn't, and just keep going that way. 6 months. But it's always about communication. I don't know if I think so, because if you look at the basic tenets of the religions, they don't really endorse this extremism.
No,
you know?
It's not.
They don't. And it's the sad thing about anything that happens in the world is that the things that are extreme or the things that are, for lack of a better word, remarkable, get all the press. So if you really are working with somebody or working with organizations and groups and making a difference, if you're not extreme, you know, little people won't really know about you. And that's the kind of thing. If I have a radio station that's on all the time that anybody can listen to all over the world, and if other people do the same thing, then that's those people that are like you and me that can make a difference and can be a focus all the time. And I think if you realize what one thing that really interests me in terms of that is that a while back, you know, of course, we've had a civil rights struggle here in America for forever, right? But there have been people that were staunch, like Ku Klux Klan people, racist to the end, and sat down with civil rights leaders. And I can't recall her name, but it works. It works in terms of that. A civil rights leader died recently, and a former Klansman spoke at her funeral. It completely changed around 180 degrees because they actually realized they're talking to another human being. It's not they're there, out there, and they're bad because we don't understand them, we don't want to know it, so we'll judge them right away. That can stop. That's just a simple thing, but it has to be done, you know, locally. You know, it's, what do they say? Act locally, think globally. You know, and I think that can work. That really can.